beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Would you be my neighbor?
It was always something about that dude I couldn't put my finger on. Kind of creepy. Real creepy. But yes, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. So I got a few topics I want to cover. Okay, so I'm going to cover this Jonathan Major thing. Also, I'm going to cover this other subject in Africa. I got a subject dealing with a teen being killed in Chicago and my main topic about the transgender woman killed. Well, trans man. It's a man. All right. But let's get to it. Let me cover this here. They saying fears as West Africa break. I can't even read, I'm dumb as hell. Fears that West Africa battle worse the Pteria outbreak in recent time. What the hell is this Pteria? Okay. This Pteria is an infection caused by bacterium. I don't know what that word would say. But most infections are asymptomatic or have a mild clinical course. But in some outbreaks, the lethality rates approach 10%. Signs and symptoms may vary from mild to severe and usually start 2 to 5 days after exposure. Symptoms often develop gradually, beginning with a sore throat or a fever. So if anybody out here got a sore throat or a fever, then I suggest you look into that symptom because it's bad. They say it's getting crazy out there. And this CNN reports. Say doctors and health workers are grappling with one of the most the Pteria outbreaks in recent time. Cases have been reported in the country since May of last year, but in the past few months. So a whole year go by, we ain't hear nothing about this. The outbreak has spread at an alarming rate, health officials say. Local, federal, and international bodies have struggled to contain the bacterial disease with 17,000 suspected cases in Nigeria so far. Okay. Worrying, the outbreak has now spread to other West Africa countries such as Niger and, MSF, San Fratira. Say these nations are currently facing some of the most severe outbreaks of the cough preventable disease ever documented on the continent. You know what's crazy? What's crazy is my elder of my church said a while back, watch out because there's going to be some type of outbreak in Africa. I'm going to send my elder a text message because he hit this right on point. And reason why he said that Africa is going to be the next target country is because they didn't play ball when everybody else played ball during the pandemic. Africa, like, they didn't want to go along, you know what I'm saying, with the, you know, with the playbook. He actually told and said that. I don't know what episode he said it on, but he said, watch Africa. He particularly said, watch Africa. That's going to be the next pandemic. And for what I just read, they talking about something been going on since last year. It's spreading at an alarming rate. So what they're going to do, they're going to shut down the borders to where Africa can't travel here and we can't travel there, you know, because, you know, they're trying to blackball Africa. Man, that's crazy he said that. That's super crazy he said that. So, yeah, really nothing is going to, because listen to me, if something like that happened as big as Africa is, we would have heard about that by now. But now they dropping it now. Because remember, according to sources, another pandemic is supposed to happen in 2024/25. It's supposed to happen. These things are planned. There's nothing that's just going on. These things are planned for specific reason. Government dealing with, you know, oil, money, power, different things in that nature. Okay. So, you know, believe nothing you hear and half of the stuff that you see. All right. So I want to get that out. And the reason why I brought that up, because my elder said this, I think 3 months ago, that watch Africa. That's, and I'm going to actually try to find that clip to when he said that. But moving forward, teen killed. Okay. 18-year-old Nyjah Harris was shot to death in the 7700 block of South Cicero, Osborne neighborhood, south side of Chicago, December 7, 2023. See, if you've seen or heard anything, call 833-408-0069 Arcadonis. I'm going to rewind that. 18-year-old girl shot to death. 7700 block of South Cicero. People that's not from Chicago, South Cicero is not a black neighborhood. This is a black female. Okay. She's not, that's Ford City. Ford City is like one of the, used to be a big mall that used to drive back in the early 90s. It used to be a lot of activities going on. A lot of, you know, That's more by the Burbank area. I think I told a story to where the police pulled me over right before Christmas. I think Christmas Eve. I was out there hustling, you know, selling jewelry or whatever. I made $300-$400. They pulled me over. I didn't have a license and insurance. So, you know, they ended up taking some money from me, like $200-$300. If I didn't pay them, I was going to sit in jail till after the holidays. I told this story. That's right there, the Burbank area. It's a smaller area, I stand maybe 5-10 blocks. But 77 in Cicero, I think it's like going past 71st, it's a Walmart over there. You had a Best Buy, you got the ball, you got the little, the outlet, you know, the little small stores like Ross, you know, DD's. It's a shopping area, you know, real huge. You know, Cicero is a main street to like just go straight through. It's like, it's not like, you know, it's not like if you go on a block, you know, and it's more commercial. And I'm talking about straight through Cicero. Cicero extends all the way through the hundreds, you know what I mean? So even when you get in Cicero, which is like another small area outside Chicago, once you pass Roosevelt, you're in Cicero. Then you drive through Cicero, and once you pass 22nd Cermak, which is only about 10 blocks from Roosevelt, then you back in Chicago. So, one, you know, Midway Airport, you got the airport right there on 55th. So how can you be shot dead? It's hotels, it's businesses, auto shops. You know, there's no really residential. You know, somebody might stay on top of a store, but it's not no, like, you know, like you driving through blocks or whatever. So for somebody to get killed right there, an 18-year-old female, she had to know they're selling, or she's out there tricking. Usually in these situations, because, you know, she's a cutie. Usually in these situations, it has something to do with a boy. I'm flat out. This smells like something that's involved with some type of dude. Because again, as I stated before, the females are not exempt anymore. The females used to get it by. You know, she a female, she got a daughter. Them days are gone. Females are no longer exempt. They're no longer exempt. So, I mean, condolence to her. It's crazy, man. It's definitely crazy. But they're no longer exempt. You know, but I guarantee you it has something to do with a boy. I mean, 7700 block of South Cicero. I did a Thanksgiving party over there like 4 years ago. It's super crazy. But the women are dying just like the men in Chicago. So, I mean, yeah, I know I said on my last broadcast that I'm moving back to Chicago, but I'm actually going to be like, you know, in a, like 10 minutes out. Not even that, like, yeah, 10 minutes out. Because Chicago is not a place you want to be. So I feel bad. That's sad. You know, but it's murder after murders in Chicago. Like, that's crazy. It's super crazy. Feel bad for. All right, let's get down to this Jonathan Majors thing. Jonathan Majors begged accuser to avoid hospital. Warning of possible investigation, message shows. So what they saying here is Jonathan Majors, ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari, you know, they discovered some text messages to where Jonathan Majors was saying, and all you need to know about her messy past with the mother star. So let me try to get this. Which I thought I had pulled up already. Oh, you know what? I do got it pulled up. I think it's pulled up over here. Hold on for 1 second. Yeah. No, that ain't it. In a nutshell, Jonathan Majors, he hurt his hand. You know, he hurt his hand. Okay. Here it is right here. Give me 1 second, y'all. They be trying to get me to do different things, which I don't know what this is. Which I'm not interested in. Okay, here it is, right here. New York, December 8th. So this just in. I'm one of the first to cover it now. That after Jonathan Majors begged his former girlfriend not to seek medical attention after an incident that left her with a head injury last year. Warning, she had no perspective of what could have happened. If the truth got out, according to previous undisclosed text messages read at the actor's criminal trial on Friday. They not putting his trial out there like they doing Young Thug. But again, they will ask you questions. This is what Jonathan tests her, right? September 22nd, 2022. Hey, they going to ask you some questions. And as I don't think you actually protect us. It could lead to an investigation even if you do lie and they suspect something, you know. So Major wrote this to his girlfriend, Grace Jabari, you know, on September 22nd. Jabari replied that she wouldn't tell doctors, that she would tell doctors she bumped her head, you know, assuring Majors, like, why would I tell them what really happened when it's clear I want to be with you? Okay. So the message was read on the fifth day of Manhattan trial against Jonathan Majors, a rising Hollywood star who is fighting to salvage his reputation after his arrest for allegedly assaulting Jabari in a separate incident months later in New York. Okay. Additionally, information about how she sustained her injuries during September altercation. Additional information the injuries during September altercation, which took place in London. Over there in London, why are we out here talking about it? Well, not disclosed in court.
The sixth person juror was instructed to consider the text message as background as they assess the assault and harassment charges charges stemming from Major's alleged attack on Jabari in the backseat of a car. March 25th. Hopefully they had a driver. Prosecutor have said Major's a cruel and manipulative pattern of abuse culminating with a backseat confrontation in which he put his hands on her. You know, where he struck her in the side of the head, twisted her arm behind her back, and broke her middle finger? Oh. Major's attorney maintained that Jabari was the instigator of the struggle during several days of grueling questioning this week. The defense pressed that Jabari The defense pressed Jabari about videos showing her party in the aftermath of the alleged assault. I mean, she was turning up after she just got her hand that got, she got hands and paws put on her, as well as the vague statement about her injury that she gave police and medical professionals on the morning after Lamar's confrontation. That line of questioning had backfired in an unsuspected decision on Friday. Judge Michael Gaffey said he sounded like he one of them boys, one of them sheet holders. Michael Gaffey said the defense aggressively attempted to impugn Jabari's character had opened the door to permitting text messages about earlier altercations to be read in court. Those messages, which were previously sealed, showed Jabari explaining to Majors that recently had injuries had left her unable to sleep and in need of stronger painkillers. I will not go to the doctor if you don't feel safe with me doing. Later in the conversation, Majors accused Jabari rejecting his love, then repeated threatening to take his own life. I'm a monster. A horrible man, he wrote. I am killing myself soon. I've already put things in motion. At the time, Majors and Jabari were living together in London as the actor filmed the second season of the Disney series Loki. Prior to his arrest, Majors was set to serve as key supervillain in the Marvel multi-universe, reprising his role as Kang the Conqueror and two upcoming Avengers films. The fate of those films, along with other projects he was involved with, remain uncertain. Alright. So, according to what they're saying, he's this big boogeyman. You know the King Kong falling in love with the white lady? You know, Esau, in other words. That narrative come from the King Kong was supposed to be the black man. You know, if you look up back in the day, they used to have little films. You know, people used to go to the movie and they'll have a film of, you know, the black dude with his eyes bucked out and, you know, he big and husky. And, you know, and the white lady walking by, she going to the store, got a little purse on and, you know, probably licking a lollipop. And dude just come out of nowhere and grab her and drag her into the bushes. And you just see leaves popping up and she screaming. Ah! And he run away and she get up and run out the bushes with her clothes torn ragged. And she, help, help. And he running. Bro, they had movies like this in real life. In real life, they had movies like this. So what happened is, you remember, you know, we wasn't allowed to go to the movies. So all the white people go to the movies and they see this. So now when they see a black dude, that's why they used to hold their purse. They hold their purse tight. Or they walk across the street. or they'll stop and let you walk by, say that you're crazy, then walk fast. Like, bro, you know, that was being pushed. So now when you make the King Kong, you know, movie, the ape that fall in love, he grabbed the white lady and go on the top of the Empire, you know, try to go on the top of the Empire State Building, and bro, all that's just connected. Just in case people don't know. See, I teach also. I'm giving y'all some good, you know, history. You know. But yeah, he broke her middle finger, twist her arm, stole off her in the backseat of a car now. So I'm assuming if this happened, if you're in the backseat of a car, apparently y'all finna get busy or you have a driver. There's no other reason to be in the backseat. No other reason. You're not doing a Buzzy Calhoun deal. You know, where Richard Pryor got in the back of a car and he said, I want you fucking jizz to pack up and leave Harlem now. You know, there's not no Buzzy Calhoun, you know, scenario. What are you doing in the backseat of a car? If you're not finna get busy. You understand? So either you're finna, you know, you're finna get, you know, down and dirty in the backseat of a car. You know, you remind me of my G, you know, the R. Kelly lick. You understand? You're not in the backseat of a Jeep. Better get busy. You need to have a driver. If you have a driver, then there should be, you know, because I'm not fighting a case like that. But there should be some type of, you know, witness to this. If this will happen, you understand what I'm saying? Should be a witness. So I'm gonna say this, man. Black men. Stop dating, and you know, I'm kind of leaning towards what Umar's saying. Stop dating outside your race, bro. Stop dating outside your race. Because they'll be looking for jail time for you, buddy boy. Understand? You some way you didn't play ball, and now they better get you, right? Stop dating outside your race. Because what these women do, man. You know, they got a fantasy of land with, you know, black men, you know, even when you watch porn and when they got their toy, it be the black toy, you know what I'm saying, 95% of the time. How I know about that? Again, you know, a friend told me that, all right. Y'all know I watch porn. Well, I used to watch porn. But again, that's what the situation was, you know. When they get tired of you, or if anything go wrong, because the powers to be looking like anytime we grab one of theirs, you know, when they, you know, they trophies or whatever, it really pissing them off. So the minute you do something wrong, man, they finna be on you like white on rice. When you dating inside that, you know, that circle, expect the worst to come out. Expect that. Michael Jordan gonna get his. Kanye West already got his. You know what I'm talking about. You know, P. Diddy, you know, he getting his now. Okay, with the Cassidy thing. No, Cassidy, I mean, I don't think she black. I think she mixed with something, but you know, it's like, man, when they come to get you, they coming to get you. You know, please forgive me for my sins, because here I come. You understand? So that's the situation on that, man. Like, please stop dating outside your race. You get a little money. You know what I mean? You get groomed. You know what I'm saying? Into this Hollywood circle. You start dating. No, don't get me wrong. Black men like white women. Why is that? Because the white women give you what you want. They are the nastiest thing that walks the planet Earth. Men love nasty, filthy things. You know, they might deny it, but men like, you know, the filthiest shit, musty booties, and you know what I mean, things of that nature, you know, mud on the feet, like men like that out of white women, it looked good, you know what I'm talking about, like, you know, not saying that men don't love the sisters, but the sisters not, they're not going to do the things the white women do. You got a few of them, but we talking about the overall. Sisters be like, what, boy, you crazy, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, no, nigga, I bend over, might give you some head, and, you know, all that extra stuff, you need to go on that side. You know, I done approached a few women with some propositions, and they like, no, you got to go to white women. And when I went to the white women, shit, I was approached with it, shit. So, hey, you know, it's a difference in that. So, you know, yeah. You know, when y'all date these people and things start happening, Twitch end up dead. Kanye West about to be put in a mental home. You know, Russell Simmons, you know, he had to leave town and leave the country and never be heard from again. He just started surfacing around. You know, you got P. Diddy caught up in a lot of things. You got Jeezy, you know what I mean? He's having problems. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, when would y'all realize, you know what I'm saying, when you start playing in vanilla, you know, in the vanilla, you know what I mean, there's consequences to that. You know, they gonna let you play for a minute, they gonna double back on you. Like, all right, you done having fun, all right, let me get that bag about you, fam. You know, and be humble before we lock your ass up. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's what's going on, man, but let me get down to the main topic. The main topic. What is the main topic? Family lawmakers mourn trans man killed in Minneapolis. I'm not going to say woman because you can't have babies. You don't get a period. You're a man. All right. I'm not going to go with, you know, the whatever you want to call it. Let me get down to this right here, right? So you got family lawmakers mourn trans woman killed in Minneapolis. Okay. Family members and friends of Savannah Ryan Williams, a transgender woman killed in Minneapolis on November 29th, gathered with lawmakers at the state capitol Thursday to remember Williams and call attention, you know, to the transphobia. Okay. Now we've got to make laws, right? A 25-year-old man, Demarion Bible, has been arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Bible told police he shot Williams in the head after two had sex in a courtyard in the central neighborhood of Minneapolis, according to the charging documents. Williams' sibling said Thursday they don't want their sister to be remembered for her tumultuous life, but instead for her outgoing personality and generosity. In other words, for your weird ass. They don't want her to be remembered as being weird, but instead her outgoing personality and generosity. Williams was a beloved sister of her brothers, was homeless. And anytime Williams ran to tell him, she gave him the shoes off his feet. And in fact, he's doing this house shit. Off his feet and go barefooted. Williams' sister, Gabrielle Steele Day, said, he was a very kind, loving person, she said. My kids and my nieces, that was their favorite uncle because he always was good to them. You know what I mean? And look at, you know what I mean? She'll have a picture up there. Williams Keller was the second highly publicized attack on a trans man in Minneapolis this year. In February, three people robbed and assaulted a trans man at a Lake Street light rail station. Yeah, don't get robbed. Transgender people are more than twice as likely as, you know, people to be in the victim of a violent crime. Okay, duh. I lost where I'm at. They talking about human rights. Of a violent crime, out of 41 transgender and gender non-conforming people whose killing was documented by the Human Rights Campaign in 2022, More than half were trans women of color. Williams were indigenously and Cuban, according to her family. In a national landscape where in other words, we must speak up, said Kat Robbins, executive director of Outfront Minnesota for LGBT people or whatever. Man, look, let me see who this dude is. Let me look up this dude. He better be not black, but his last name is Bible. His last name is Bible. Let me look up this dude before I get my insight. Oh, this dude. Oh, dude, you bogus. Big homie, black. Big bro, you know what? Like, come on, homie. This dude was black, Joe. You know. Yeah, he black. Homie, you 25 years old. You was approached by a trans. You was approached by a transgender. Or you approached a transgender and you went for it. See, what it was, what got in his way was his pride. You understand what I'm saying? He sinked it and lust hit him real quick. And see, this is what goes on, like, you know, you'll argue with a person and you be so mad that you'll, you know, act out of character. You know, probably do something harm to other person. The other person end up losing their life. You go to jail for the rest of your life by the time you realize what you've done. See, what he done, it's a lust demon that a lot of y'all probably don't know about. But it's a lust demon. I got a friend of mine. He has a lust demon. You know, this guy just 3 women a day. Not a day, but he'll do something with one girl. 30 minutes later, another girl. 30 minutes later, another girl. Like, bro, you 50 years old. Where you getting all this sperma for? Where that's coming from? Because I got one shot in me at my age. Man, after I bust, bro, I'm asleep. How you got all this energy? Like, bro, you not even, you know, you AI. You artificial intelligence at this point. But again, you know, yeah. So the young and 25 years old, okay, you know, and now you just got your hood card put. And with, you know, when these dudes at a young age, and you know, you listen to all these rap songs, you know, you listen to all these, you know, Young Nudie and, you know, Lil Durk and Keith, you know, you no longer part of that circle. You know what I mean? So at the time when you seen the transgender, you went all in. You know, you man, and after you bust, talk about you feeling some type of way. After you bust, then you know what I'm talking about, you know, you kind of, you know, went crazy and you know, put a bullet in her head. What? His head. You put a bullet in a man's head. You understand what I'm saying? That's crazy. Because, you know, man, now they talking about we will do everything we can to protect our family, but the laws are enough to, you know, in these conditions, you know, policies cannot say. But you got to keep in mind, a lot of these people out here, you know, be trying to trick people. You know what I mean? You can't trick people, man, because, man, you know, you can get killed. You can lose your life. You know what I mean? You can definitely lose your life. You know, and it's like y'all trying to fit in. A lot of them trying to fit in places, you know, y'all not wanting. You trying to push something on people that's really not up with it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, push it on a society that we're not okay with. You go over there in other countries, man, they not up with none of that. You could go out there with Jamaica with that trans stuff. You will not make it. You would lose your life. Across the country, trans people have also faced a wave of hostility from white-wing politicians, activists, and legislation, saying Republican-controlled state legislation have passed laws limiting access to gender-affirming care, requiring trans people to compete in sports category. What happened when that trans man got into that swimming thing? Or I think that, you know, he won number one. He ran the race. Of course you're going to be, because you identify as a woman, don't mean you're a woman. If you can't pop a baby up out that, you're not a woman. Point blank. If you cannot pop a baby, you're not a woman. You know, and I ain't talking about putting some inside you and then taking it out. No, if you don't have a hole right there, born with a hole, a vagina, you're not a woman. Point blank. If you do not bleed, you're not a woman. That's why women are different than men. Yeah, you can go grow breasts, you know, with the food they feeding people, you know, this and that, but it's not biological. It's artificial. Come on. One thing that you'll never be a woman. One thing, number one, that I, cut the Adam's apple out. Let's see if you live from there. You have an Adam's apple. That's number one. You have a strong face. It's number two. You wear size 15. Talking about you. Talking about you. Like, if you want to know if a woman a trans, you know, or is she, like, not saying that all women don't, you know, some women wear, you know, have a big feet, but shit, they'll be like, shit. They'll be tall as hell. They might be, 6'7", 6'8". You know, then that's normal. But, you know, the average woman, man, you know, just look at her feet and look at her hands. You ain't really got to do too much. Look at her feet and look at her hand. You know, I was out in Chicago one day. I was at the lakefront. And, you know, I forget what I was doing out there. But I met a person that I think was a trans. The face was strong, you know. They'll try to disguise, like, some of them sound like women. And I was looking like, I couldn't really put my finger on was it's a man or woman, so I kept trying to have a conversation because it was a quick meetup. It got the phone number, but the face looked strong, and I couldn't really catch the feet because it was kind of late at night. It's like, well, you know, I'm in a hurry, you know, get my phone number, woo-woo. So when I'm on the phone, I'm steady trying to, like, talk so I can catch the voice, but a lot of them sound like women, you know what I'm saying? But I had just abandoned that project because I wasn't sure on that. You know what I mean? But yeah, look at them feet. Look at the feet and look at the hand. Something you cannot change. You can't cut your hand off and get a new hand or cut your feet off. So that's one way you can identify if a person's a trans or not. Now, shorty might not know this. You know what I'm saying? But at some point, you know what I'm saying? When you got up with this trans, you know, you knew what was going on. You took the hit, you was in the heat of moment, because you remember at 25, you still, you know, your hormones jumping. So that's why you see a lot of these young dudes out here undercover. You know, because see, back in my day, a lot of that wasn't out there. You had it wasn't really a lot of trans out there. Back in my day, they was just a straight fag. They was just straight boy looking. You understand what I'm saying? They just straight look like a boy, you know what I mean? They wasn't wearing like wigs, and you know, you know what it is. They got pants on, they switching, you know what I mean? They feminine, you know what I mean? That's what it was back in the day. It wasn't no getting breasts done and putting wigs on and walking with, you know, purses and makeup. It wasn't a lot of that around. Not saying that, you know, it wasn't out there, but in Chicago, because if you like dress like that or do anything in that nature, I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, you was targeted. You know, people get up with your glamour. That's how we used to say, I'm gonna get up with your glamour. You feel me? So that was a lot of that was going on back, you know, in Chicago. So you knew who was who. Every block had that one dude, and it wasn't nobody fucking with him. Like, it was cool. We knew what he do. Now, he wasn't hanging out in the crowd like, you know, we on the block shooting dice and, you know, playing ball and, you know, and No, he wasn't around. You know, he had to have his own little area. You know, like, you know, he couldn't come around and hang around, but he stayed on the block. He didn't bring men through there. You know what I mean? He'll go do his thing, and then wee hours of the night or meet up with whoever he meeting up with, and he come back to the crib, but then nobody fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? But if you come around here dressing with dresses and all that stuff, man, usually, man, when you see them little young niggas that see them trans, and like, man, you a bitch, man. You a hoe-ass nigga, start trying to, you know, throw rocks or fight them. Usually, them one of the dudes that probably, you know, had an experience with them, you know what I mean, or have a crush on this certain individual. Because you got to keep in mind, like, why you care about what he doing so much? It's a dude, man. Listen to me, man. It's a dude. I'm not going to display his name. But it's a dude in Chicago, man. This dude used to run around here. Everybody knew him because he was on Facebook. So he always, you know, he go viral when he do videos. But he used to go around and he used to try to expose people. Expose people. You know, in Chicago, like, man, what you doing with this tranny, bro? What you doing with this tranny? He walk up with his camera and just expose, like, these dudes messing with trannies. And I'm talking about, he's 60, 70,000 views, like, live. He, oh, man, we got one. He'll follow, you know, see some dude picking up a tranny. He'll follow him around. When they get busy in the car, he'll run up on him with this light on his camera live. And be like, man, what you doing out here, bro? Bro, what you doing? What you doing? So, you know what I'm saying? He was exposing all these dudes in Chicago, man. Right? So, man, I wake up one day and everybody talking about this dude. I'm about to get killed. I'm like, what happened? So I tune in. Why this dude was messing with a tranny? Got caught in a hotel. So, you know, man, the guys got mad at him. Like, bro, you can't even come around here no more, bro. You been hanging under us and that's a bad look on our crew. Bro, don't come back around here. Like, the dude started, they trying to beat his ass and everything. Like, he had to get little, man. Everybody wanted to hear from him, do an interview with him. So, you know what I mean? But he got caught. What happened, he was on the phone with a tranny, right? He was on FaceTime with a tranny, right? Now, the tranny got a whole nother phone recording the whole thing. He on FaceTime. The tranny, what's going on? He like, nothing. He like, tranny like, you know, so what we doing? He like, what you want to do? I'm ready to jump out the window. That's what dude saying, right? So then the tranny like, I got a big dick. He like, me too. He like, okay, you got your 150? He like, yeah. He like, okay, cool. All right, come on. He like, I'm on my way. So the tranny got this, right? So another video, he was in a hotel room with four trannies. And somebody walked, a girl walked in like, ooh, that's woo, 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 woo. And so now he gonna try to turn his phone on, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, like he in here record. Like, bro, you inside the hotel with four trannies. It's 1 a.m. Damn near everybody else sleep, nigga. You here. Then when a girl walked in, like, you know, I guess they set him up like, ooh, that's woo, 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 woo. Then he tried to act like, you know what I'm saying? He should have just took our phone and broke it and just ran out the room. Like, man, it's your word against mine. At that point, he should have did that, right? But she called him liar. So that's two incidents to where he got caught with a tranny. So then people like, that's why you always, you know, pulling up on these trannies is because, bro, you've been involved with the trannies. And I'm talking about this thing was big news. It might, you can still pull it up on Facebook, but I'm not going to reveal the name. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that. But if you're in Chicago, you know who the fuck I'm talking about. You know, but I'm not going to put him out there like that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, this dude, he know where all the trannies at. He going on this set. He go through here. He just know where all the trannies at in Chicago. Like, bro, you ain't got nothing better to do with your life than expose trannies. Like, if you just seen one of the homies and he was a tranny, like, oh, man, what the fuck dude doing? Oh, man, fuck the dude. And you run up on like, yeah, bro, we got you. You bogus, bro. That's one thing. But, bro, you over here walking around like you, goddamn it, to catch a predator or something. You understand? You got all the tranny locations. You got their lows. Like, come on, man. And nobody never, you know, put two and two together. Because we wasn't really like, man, oh, this stand-up dude, he talking like he one of the guys. You feel me? He, you know, using the slang, shooting dice, sagging, got blunts and shit. But you always, you know, involved with something with a trainee exposing somebody. And find out, man, hey, man, that's crazy, Joe. You lucky I'm not that dirty like that, man, because I'll resurface that story, Joe. I wasn't even doing YouTube then, but yeah, bro. You know, and it's still out there. Ain't nothing, it ain't wiped out. It's still out there. But so, yeah. So, this young dude, you know, he got busy with the tranny. And after that, his manhood felt disrespected. Because that might have been his first time doing it. You know, he was in lust. He couldn't control his emotional. He did it. He came. Right after he came, it's like, man, what the fuck just happened? You know, and he shot, like, to shoot the dude in the head. Man, you was already walking around here with a burner on you. You was already strapped. You already had a gun. You understand what I'm saying? You already had a gun, bro. You shot him dead between the four eyes. You understand? Dead between the four eyes. Killed them. And then told the people, the courts, you had a weird feeling when you was doing it. And after you did it, you still had a weird feeling. So you just shot him dead. So you coming out your crib, man, them people was on your ass, boy. SWAT team, everybody. Hey, come on, let's go, bro. They rushed you in the car like you was John F. Kennedy. Like, the president tried to get assassinated. And, you know how they rushed you in the car, duck your head down, put you in the car, pull off. Boy, they got you like that. Shit, 30 seconds. You in and out. So, man, bro. Yes, a lot of these young dudes out here like, man, you know, the world different than when I grew up. You know, you got the internet, you know what I mean? He had to be watching some content like that, you know, to even, because usually the average dude see a trend, he'd be like, oh, man, you know, go ahead, I'm cool, Joe. Like, that's not, you know, even in your thought process for you to actually go through with it, this and that. Apparently, you've been watching some type of porn, you know what I'm saying, that exercised your mind to even go that route. Because back in the day, man, you know, you get one of them dudes, you know, that they knew not to even approach a young dude. They knew that. Because if you try to approach a young dude, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get beat down some proper. You know what I mean? They're going to dress you up in an orderly fashion. So they didn't even approach us like that back in the day. Now, it's like, hey, you know, man, what's your name? You cute. Like, you know, it's like, you know, different, man. It's a different breed of people, bro. So yeah, man. But a lot of these, you know, transgenders, y'all gotta be careful, man. Especially if you tricking people. Like if you trick dude, that's one thing. If you trick dude, that's one thing. If he knew what he was getting into, that's another thing. So you know, them details, you know, need to be addressed. Them details need to be addressed. But yeah, man, if you trick dude, that's one thing. That's one thing. If he knew what was going on, that's a whole nother thing, bro. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Now, if you tricked him and he did what he did, man, you know, I'm on his team. But how can you, he young. It had to be something. Y'all was dark and, like, at some point, like, come on, bro. You know, like, bro, you had to know. It's just all I can say. You had to know, bro. Now, if you just got some fellatio and you discover it later, then, you know, like, what happened, bro? You just knocked me down and you a nigga? Oh, hold on. Shoot him in his face. That's one thing. But if you actually, but you said that can't be the case because you said y'all had at the sex. So how can you have sex with a person and you don't know that they're male? So yeah, you gotta eat this one, bro. You know what I'm saying? You done. They charge you second degree murder, you can still get 20 years on that. You know what I mean? Or, you know, manslaughter, you can get 10 or 20 based on your background. So there's a lot of gonna play a part at it. But the dude that you killed wasn't even black, and you black. So they gonna make a zamp out of you. So we'll holler at you, bro. It's over with. But yeah, man, that's what I'm chiming in on, man. I wanted to jump on that before other bloggers jump on it. So, man, look, thanks for the support. Man, y'all been riding out with me. Y'all been rocking with me, man. I'm going to keep dropping it, man. And, man, you know, it's just going to get better and better, man. You know, I ain't going to be on here all day. You feel my guy, free moves that I got to make. Like I said, I'm going home, baby. I'm going home, baby. You feel me? Man, I got to do this podcast on Ringo TV. Because, you know, I got to do a whole podcast on him. Because he's starting to get out of order, bro. And I've been wanting to check him. But I've been sitting back. But it's a lot of things he be saying in his podcast that need to be addressed. You understand? And I'm going to be the dude to address it. Like, he trolling Hassan Campbell and telling dude they shouldn't jerk off like he never in his life jerked off. Every male jerked off. Every male. You wasn't even getting no booty. You know what I'm saying? Back when you was 12, 13, when that first eruption came. When you walking and you hard as a rock and you bump into a door and cum start drew down your leg and it feels so good. You're like, what the fuck was that? I don't know what it was. It felt good. Like, come on, man. And once you discovered that, it was a wrap. You all the alleys beating off. Like, come on, man. You mean tell me you never went through that? Like, stop it, dude. I'm gonna check you some proper, homie. So yeah, that's gonna, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned on that one. I'm gonna do that one later on tonight. You gonna get checked some proper, homie. I'm out.